section of that corruption and why it's necessary to have them.
Right.
And he gives two answers. So the first answer he gives is that, you know, it's because who else is going to build, you know, the cities, and if the Talmud Chacham had to make all his own food and everything, you know, he would never have time to learn. And then he gives a second answer, which we did not understand about companionship for the Chacham. That's why they're necessary. And we didn't understand what was lacking in the first answer, and, you know, why that's necessary to have this additional second answer. And we didn't understand at all what the second answer was talking about. I mean, we can understand the idea of, you know,
why not have everyone in the world be intelligent,
and, like, what the benefit of that can be, so but to have an entire world filled with these people for that reason seems a little...
One of them will be alive.
One of them will, unless you shut them simultaneously.
If you shut them together, so one's going to be there and then the other one's going to see whatever. I think he has those two, Osu Espino and Shidduch Hakan.
But isn't it not for the animals' sake? Isn't it for our sake? Like, that we should learn Rachamim?
That's the thing, that's ultimately true. Ultimately, that's true, because you say that's the Mishnah in Brachos. Whoever says that Higi Rachamecha and Kan Tzipor is, you say God cares about the bird, then you shut him up. But if you say since the animal is going through an obviously painful experience, for you to do that makes you
similar to the Ramban. I mean, I don't think the Rambam and the Ramban really argue that much. Ramban says it's so that you shouldn't be cruel.
Are they arguing at all according to that explanation?
Yeah, I don't know if they're arguing at all.
I thought the Ramban had a different pshat about the men, the whole species.
He has another pshat. That's, they shouldn't destroy the species. But he also has a thing about being an officer, I think. Anyway, but then the Ramban does say that even though they experience pain like that, it's not the same kind of pain. Right, as he says in the Shemona Prakim, he says, we have emotions, says we don't have the same emotions as they do. They do experience something, but it's different. But you're right. I mean, some of the things are very touching in the animal world. The primates, essentially, right?
You don't see it
much.
Yeah.
You see them like go into depression, the loss of a child, right?
The motherly instinct was like, you know, very clear, and like even between mother and child specifically, the way they would interact, you know, physically and
right. In some other species, it's like incredible cruelty to the offspring.
Within, right. Sometimes the mothers eat the offspring.
That's
like
true.
Fish.
Hamsters. Even by birds. Birds also. A certain thing is a certain bird that if the once the bird leaves like the nest area, they completely just ignore it. There's a certain bird. I think it's in the Galapagos Island. That it's not like it's like just a demarcation. The nest is really just more like a demarcation. And once the bird, if the chick gets out of that line, it was normally like here you say, okay, if a bird falls out of a nest, what can the mother do? Can't fly it up back up there, you know. But over there, it's really very little difference between when the bird is actually in the nest or out of the nest. It's just like a matter of place, but like they completely break all association with the chick once it's out of that nest, and they just let it starve to death. Sit right here and just starve to death.
It's the Hasida.
Hasida, yeah. Batsiana. Well, the Batsiana is the bad one, right? The ostrich doesn't take care of its offspring. Okay. Yeah, so companionship is, I don't know if he means friendship. I think he just means that it shouldn't be desolate. There's a certain emotional impact of being in a desolate place.
Like,
just being populated itself is comfortable.
But it couldn't be that the world is populated in order to hear from the Chachamim.
Well, I mean, now you want to get down to what it is, but that's a fact. The human trait. You notice it. You feel more comfortable in a busy city than in the middle of nowhere. You just feel more. I mean, sometimes you feel like being in the middle of nowhere, but there is a certain. You just feel more comfortable. Secure, I guess that's all part of the same picture, but...
It's just saying how everything has some sort of purpose.
Afterward, you know how the one guy said that?
Right.
So they
But, there's a certain loneliness. You feel less lonely even if you're among strangers. You just don't feel as lonely if you're completely...
And somehow that will help his studies or him. It's all just for him, I guess. It's only like a few of these people every generation.
Right. Well, I once gave a shiur on that Brahma. I don't know if it's in any recorded form. I don't think you'd find it. It was pre-digital era.
Actually, just started a shiur from Rebbe on that Brahma.
Oh, really?
In the middle of August.
Okay.
KC 27 is amazing.